Welcome to Real Paranormal Activity, the network. Entertainment you'll enjoy.
You are listening to an RPA production, where people gather. LaFoss Corporation, LLC.
I actually never told my father about this experience. I didn't know how it would affect him. I didn't want to upset him. He was in a very fragile state at this point. I actually didn't tell anyone, really. My sister knew. And now you. My relationship with my grandmother was amazing. It was something that's just undeniable. She was always very loving to all of her grandchildren, especially me. We had a very good relationship, and she always gave me advice, and she was there for me in many different kind of ways in my life, and I loved her. I loved every little thing about her. My grandmother loved to scare every one of her grandchildren. She loved to scare the crap out of you. I'm not talking about a little prank or something. I mean, she would do things that was petrifying. She would wait till you were sleeping, and she would pretend that she was a ghost and start tickling your feet. That's always how we knew her. A very fun, scary, strong personality. That was Grandma. So when we found out my grandmother was diagnosed with lymphoma, I remember my father coming into the room and saying, "My mother is sick. She doesn't have very long to live." I instantly said, "Well, what are we going to do? What do we need to do? Let's go see her." We drove from the Florida Keys up to upstate New York to my grandmother's house. I had never known anyone in my family to be close to death. When we walked in, when we arrived, she had a bandana on, and she was very, very, very ill. It was hard for me to even talk to her because I couldn't understand it. I still couldn't understand death. She always believed in spirits and always was a big believer. But I don't. I just wasn't into it because I was scared of it. I'm sitting with her, and she looked at me and she said, "Listen here, Aaron. Don't worry about me. I'm gonna die. There's nothing I can do about it." She looked at me and she said, "There's something I want you to do for me." I said, "Okay. When you find out that I die, I want you to do a little ritual for me. Can you do it?" I said, "Yeah, I'll do it. She said, "I know you don't believe in ghosts and spirits, so I'm going to show you that they are real. When I die, I want you to light a candle. And when the candle burns out, I'm going to show myself to you to prove to you that there is life after death." I remember saying, "No, you're not. That's not going to happen." And she said, "Yes, it is." I'm like, all right. I'll light a candle. And this was a weird conversation to have with your grandmother. I mean, telling me to do something after she dies. And yeah, I respect my grandmother, but at the same time, it's a little scary. We spent about a week with her. And then we went back home to Florida. That was it. That was my goodbye. It was about 2 months later. She died in her bed, peacefully, and my father comes into the room. He says she's dead. He was a miserable wreck. And then he says, we're gonna have the funeral. It's gonna be tomorrow. It was an open casket and I couldn't do it. I couldn't see my grandmother dead. I wanted to remember her the best way I could. That wasn't for me. So my dad, he understood. He understood. He left the next day, went to her funeral. He was going to be there for about a week. Now it's time for me to light the candle. I had a very old candle. And, you know, I felt it was what should be done. I should light this candle out of respect for my grandmother. Then all of a sudden, it's very dark in the room, and I'm looking over at the candle, and the flame was dancing a little bit. And I'm like, looking, I'm feeling around in the room. I'm like, is there a draft? No, there's no draft. What is that candle doing? I stand back, I look at it, and it just disappeared just like that. And this little trail of smoke floated above it. My heart was racing a million miles an hour. I'm like, all right, this is it. This is the moment. And I'm looking around. I look behind me, there's nothing there. All of a sudden, I felt claustrophobic. I immediately tried leaving the room. Turn back, I look behind me, and I'm like, no, I'm not gonna do this. I made her a promise. And the candle, that you know, the smell when you blow out the candle, the moment I smelt that, there's a cold blast. Then that cold air turned into a visual presence. Like it was like the back of her head. And then it turned around. And it was her. And she looked at me and she said, I told you. And I almost felt like I had been struck with some sort of paralysis. I got really, really, really dizzy really quick. And right then and there, I passed out. I hit the floor. I didn't wake up till 9, 10 o'clock at night. With my sister waking me up. It's like, are you okay? Are you well? What's wrong with you? And I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. She showed herself to me. She did it. She did it. Oh my God. To see her one more time. And to see her in a beautiful way. I didn't see her sick. I saw her at her most beautiful. Me being able to live out what she wanted me to do. It was extremely terrifying, yet assuring, knowing that my grandmother was out there and being able to be who she is, even after her death. And she did it in such a way that doesn't make any sense. But she proved to me that ghosts exist.
Howdy guys, this is Montana Jordan, a cult specialist, paranormal and parapsychological researcher, and independent consultant. And you are listening to Real Paranormal Activity, the podcast, with my good friend, the amazing Aaron Hunter.
Welcome. I'm Aaron Hunter, purveyor of paranormal stories, the occult, and the unexplained. Welcome to RPA. I hope you enjoy your stay. Hey guys, Aaron here, and it is Monday, April 8th, 2024, episode 319. How's everyone out there around the world doing? And as always, glad to be back in the hot seat. And man, the total solar eclipse is happening today. Hopefully you guys get a good view of it. And as always, you know, be careful out there. Don't look into the sun. You're going to blind yourself. There's other ways of viewing the eclipse. So enjoy. As far as announcements are concerned, man, looks like spring is coming on its way. It's getting warmer. Hopefully it stays that way. And tomorrow, Tuesday, there will not be a new Aaron's Horror Show with Aaron Frail. He's still on this author thing, and good for him. When your book starts selling and you got other ideas for more books, hey man, you got to grab it and run with it. Good for him. He'll be back shortly, though. And this Wednesday, a new episode of Terry's Mysterious Moments will be out. And this Thursday, a new episode of Strange Reality as well. And Friday, as always, two new entertaining short films will be released. So enjoy this week. Hopefully you find something you guys like. So enjoy the week. And as usual, we're going to do more listener stories. And that's it. Short and sweet. So you guys know what that means. Come on. Say it with me. Say it with me. That's right. To the story den. Follow me right this way. No pushing, no shoving. And the fires are still going. Nice and toasty in here. As always, grab a beanbag over there in the corner, find an empty spot on the floor, and as you guys are doing that, get comfy behind my desk here, and I print off Britt's packet. Let's see what stories she chose for us today. Okay. Well, looks like we have three short ones. All right. Let me take a sip of my green tea real quick. Oh man, so good when it hits the lips. All right, the first one. This one is by X, and it's titled A Smell. Okay, X, let's see what you got, man. A bit of background. When I was younger, I spent a lot of time with my great-grandmother, or Little Nan, as I always called her. I used to spend most weekends at her house. We did pretty much everything together on a weekend up until she passed. Anyway, she used to always use deep heat, and I remember absolutely hating the smell of it, but she would make me rub it on her shoulder, which I hated doing. When my little Nan passed away, I was still quite young, I think around 10, maybe 11. It's hard to remember as I'm now 27 years old. However, a few weeks after she passed, I remember being at home with my mom, and every time my mom left the room, I would get the smell of deep heat, and quite strong. I asked my mom to come in and out of the room a few times, much to her annoyance, and it happened every time. My mom couldn't smell it, however. I asked if she had used deep heat, or anything that would smell like it. She was adamant she hadn't, and said she'd always hated the smell of that stuff. It happened a few times after this too, but the occurrences were always spaced out by a few years. I've had a few strange experiences over the years, but this one has always stuck in my mind due to how close I was with her. It's quite funny, really, seeing as I hated the smell of that stuff. But over the years this happened, I actually grew to like it. Maybe just because it reminded me of her. Love the stories. And that's by X. X, thank you very much for sharing. I loved it. Yeah, you know, this isn't really unique. It's actually very common. You old-timers know this. Loved ones, smells, perfume, and tobacco smoke's a real big thing.
Yeah, good stuff. Thank you again for sharing. Yeah, that's, I'm going to chalk that one up to a feel-good story. Yeah, nothing wrong with that one. All right, what's next? What do we got? This one is by Saboy, and it's titled, Okay, That's Weird. Okay, Saboy, let's see what you got, man. Over the last 7 years, I, and some others around me, have experienced some strange goings-on. Each time I thought, okay, that's weird, and tried to find some rational explanation of what I've seen and or heard, and then I've forgotten about it in due course. Here is one such strange occurrence. My wife, daughter, and I were sitting down at the table having dinner. Nothing unusual, talking about our day, etc., etc. My daughter is sitting at the head of the table, and my wife is sitting opposite me. So my daughter is in between us. Behind me, about 2 meters away, is a wired clothes drying rack. On top of it is an empty wash basket. As we are talking, eating, my wife's face changes to awe or even fear as she nods her head towards something behind me. I turn around and see the wired clothes dryer gently shaking at first. Weird. As we both watch it, the shaking, wobbling, gets more and more vigorous. My wife asks me, Are you seeing this? I reply, Yep. Not taking my eyes off of it. The wire dryer shaking gets even more intense and then slowly starts to slow down until it stops completely. We didn't make a big thing out of it as we didn't want to scare our daughter. Afterward, I try to recreate the wobble shake that I saw. Maybe one of the legs were stuck in a tile joint and a truck driving outside the house caused the leg to come free and caused the wobble. Nope. I thought, maybe the heater vent above it caused the wobble. Nope. I could not set off the wire dryer to do the vigorous wobble shake I saw without any outside intervention. The only way to recreate it was actually physically grabbing the wire dryer and shaking it. Weird, huh? And that's by Saboy. Saboy, thank you very much for sharing. Yeah, great story. I wouldn't chalk this up to paranormal. I'm glad you're trying to debunk it. You haven't mentioned anything that's happened in the past at this place you're living at. Or you haven't mentioned anything in the future. This seems to be like a one-time thing. Yeah, it's curious. How did that happen? It's a mystery. But you got to be careful. You can't just say everything's paranormal. I kind of like how, it's a long shot. But one of the legs of the dryer is stuck in between whatever the tile joints. And maybe a heavy truck was driving on the road causing vibrations, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it's a stretch, but hey, I like how you think. Yeah, who knows, man? So, boy, thank you again for sharing. Yeah, that's a good story. I like those. Yeah, you just don't know. All right, what's next? What do we have here? This one is by Lou Nicole, and it's titled Periodic Experiences. Okay, Lou Nicole, let's see what you got, man. So, a bit of background. The house I currently live in, we moved into about 7 years ago now. I live with my parents and two brothers. I'm in my early 20s and my brothers are 18. We live in a place called the Wirral. It's a little peninsula over the water from Liverpool. Ever since we moved in, there has been periodic episodes of strange activity. Like, things will happen quite frequently for a few weeks or months, and then be quiet for up to a year. Some of the things I've experienced personally are the sound of light switches turning on and off, or footsteps upstairs and wardrobes opening when nobody else is home. My dad and myself have also experienced the sound of footsteps running up the stairs and thought it was each other, but it wasn't. One of the more vivid experiences was the smell of tobacco in our dining room. Really strong pipe smoke, as if somebody was in the room smoking. This only happened once, but it stayed with me. It turns out that the previous owner of the house smoked a tobacco pipe. He and his grandson, who lived with him, both died while they were living at this address. So I'm thinking it may be them letting us know that this is their house and they are here to stay. The activity seems to be more frequent during summer months when the grandson died playing cricket, and more sporadic and random during the winter months. All of us have experienced something in this house, including the dog. She will quite often stare into space as if she's focusing on something intently. Luckily, we have never felt threatened by the activity or by the sense of their presence in the house. It just feels like part of the house. We have never actually seen anything. I think I'd draw the line there. That would scare me. Has anybody else experienced something similar in regards to the sporadic and fluctuating frequency of paranormal events? Lou Nicole, thank you very much for sharing. Yeah, I mean, we get plenty of stories that come in that they are sporadic. You know, it may only happen one time, and then a few months go by, and then all of a sudden, for a few weeks, it just continues, and then it goes away. It's totally random. Yeah, it's not uncommon. So this type of activity isn't really rare. And as you already mentioned, it doesn't really bother you. You don't feel threatened. And this isn't unusual either. As I mentioned in previous episodes, some people enjoy their haunted house, or like I like to say, a noisy house. You know, it's just part of the house. And it's kind of like a novelty to them. But, you know, it's kind of cool if you think about it. Yeah, Lou Nicole, thank you again for sharing. And that is it. Yeah, short and sweet. But hey, you know, you guys out there, if you have a paranormal experience, go ahead and send it to me. Aaron, A-A-R-O-N, at realparanormalactivity.com. And I'll read it off on a future episode. Don't worry if it's short, because the whole idea of the RPA Monday show is to get your stories out there. And you other people out there around the world that are listening, you can think to yourself, hey, that happened to me also. Yeah, it's pretty interesting, as you old-timers probably already know. Is, you know, you get a story from Australia, all of a sudden you get stories from the UK, get stories from Canada, Thailand, here in the States, and they're almost always the same, or pretty much the same, I should say. You know, just slight differences, but it's not, you know, unique. Yeah, other people are, you know, experiencing the same things as you are. So that's good. And we're always flattered that you guys come here to the RPA Network, and hopefully you guys are finding something you enjoy. And if you haven't, download the free RPA app. Just go to your app store and do a search for Real Paranormal Activity, The Network, and download it for free. Fully functional. Stream anytime, anywhere. And also, we're on all the main streaming platforms, such as iHeartRadio, Pandora, Spotify. You guys are probably at work or in the office somewhere listening to your favorite music, but if you feel like you want to listen to some ghost stories, just do a search for us. Get your spook on. And so with that, I am calling it. The show's been produced by myself and Britt, and it's also made possible by LaFosse Corporation, and man, we love you guys. Oh yeah, we do. As always, thank you, and good night.